Chapter 62. More than to him. She came with a dilated eye towards the door, to push past him. "What's the matter, in God's name? Who's dead?" said Troy. "I cannot say. Let me go out. I want air," she continued. "But no, stay, I insist." He seized her hand, and then volition seemed to leave her, and she went off into a state of passivity. He, still holding her, came up the room, and thus, hand in hand, Troy and Bathsheba approached the coffin's side. The candle was standing on a bureau close by them, and the light slanted down, distinctly enkindling the cold features of both mother and babe. Troy looked in, dropped his wife's hand, knowledge of it all came over him in a lurid sheen, and he stood still. So still he remained, that he could be imagined to have left in him no motive power whatever. The clashes of feeling in all directions confounded one another, produced a neutrality, and there was motion in none. "Do you know her?" said Bathsheba, in a small enclosed echo, as from the interior of a cell. "I do," said Troy. "Is it she?" "It is." He had originally stood perfectly erect, and now, in the well-nigh congealed immobility of his frame, could be discerned an incipient movement, as in the darkest night may be discerned light after a while. He was gradually sinking forwards. The lines of his features softened, and dismay modulated to illimitable sadness. Bathsheba was regarding him from the other side, still with parted lips and distracted eyes. Capacity for intense feeling is proportionate to the general intensity of the nature, and perhaps in all Fanny's sufferings, much greater relatively to her strength, there never was a time she suffered in an absolute sense what Bathsheba suffered now. What Troy did, was to sink upon his knees with an indefinable union of remorse and reverence upon his face, and, bending over Fanny Robin, gently kissed her, as one would kiss an infant asleep to avoid awakening it. At the sight and sound of that, to her, unendurable act, Bathsheba sprang towards him. All the strong feelings which had been scattered over her existence, since she knew what feeling was, seemed gathered together into one pulsation now. The revulsion from her indignant mood a little earlier, when as he had meditated upon calm promised honor, forestalment, eclipse in maternity by another, was violent and entire. All that was forgotten in the simple, and still strong attachment of wife to husband. As he had sighed for her self-completeness then, and now she cried aloud against the severance of the union as he had deplored. She flung her arms round Troy's neck, exclaiming wildly from the deepest deep of her heart, don't kiss them. Oh, Frank, I can't bear it, I can't. I love you better than she did. Kiss me too, Frank, kiss me. You will, Frank, kiss me too. There was something so abnormal and startling in the childlike pain and simplicity of this appeal from a woman of Bathsheba's caliber and independence, that Troy, loosening her tightly clasped arms from his neck, looked at her in bewilderment. It was such an unexpected revelation of all women, being alike at heart, even though so different in their accessories as Fanny and this one beside him, that Troy could hardly seem to believe her to be his proud wife Bathsheba. Fanny's own spirit seemed to be animating her frame. But this was the mood of a few instants only. "When the momentary I will not kiss you," he said, pushing her away. Had the wife now, but gone no further. Yet, perhaps, under the harrowing circumstances, to speak out was the one wrong act which can be better understood, if not forgiven in her, than the right and politic one, her rival being now but a corpse. All the feeling as he had been betrayed into showing she drew back to herself again by a strenuous effort of self-command. "What have you to say as your reason?" she asked, her bitter voice being strangely low, quite that of another woman now. "I have to say, that I have been a bad, black-hearted man," he answered. "Less than she. Ah! Don't taunt me, madam. This woman is more to me, dead as she is, than ever you were, or are, or can be. If Satan had not tempted me with that face of yours, and those cursed coquetries, I should have returned to Fanny then. Be but never mind, darling, wife. At these words there arose from Bathsheba's lips a long, low cry of measureless despair and indignation, such a wail of anguish as had never before been heard within those old inhabited walls. It was the product of her union with Troy. If she's that, what am I, she added, as a continuation of the same cry, and sobbing pitifully. And the rarity with her of such abandonment only made the condition more dire. You are nothing to me, nothing, said Troy, heartlessly. A ceremony before a priest doesn't make a marriage. I am not morally yours. A vehement impulse to flee from him, to run from this place, hide, and escape his words at any price, not stopping short of death itself, mastered Bathsheba now. She waited not an instant, but turned to the door and ran out. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.